Mother's Day is Sunday. It's one of the top flower-selling holidays, and the routine for many in urban Alaska or the lower 48 is to call a florist, order an arrangement, and have it delivered, maybe with a note. Well, just in time for Mother's Day, that service, through the work of one Bethel businesswoman, has come to the Delta. I visited her yesterday.
Hello, welcome. This is our garage. As you can see, we have a lot of fresh flowers here.
Z Hasty shows me into a one-car garage, minus the car.
And right now we are kind of running out of space because I'm sharing the garage with my husband.
The garage has that cool garage feel. Camo hunting gear hangs from hooks, tools line shelves, along with snow machine helmets and paint. And in the middle of it all, ribbons, cards, and bright, colorful flowers.
Tulips, iris, hydrangea, sunflowers.
Hyacinth, roses, carnations, baby's breath. The fresh fragrance of the blooms joins the odors of engines and oils in this crowded space. And outside, Z and her husband are building a workshop. Her dream is to one day open a store. What made you motivated to start a floral business?
So it's all started with, because I grew up with my grandma.
Z's grandmother raised her as a child in Malaysia.
My grandma always loved flowers. She would spend all day talking to her flowers. She loved hydrangea. That's her favorite. Every time I go visit her, she would be like, take picture of me in front of my hydrangea, and she would hold her hydrangea and smile.
Her grandmother died of complications from diabetes 3 years ago. The event prompted Z to make some changes in her life. She had come to the United States for college and moved to Bethel to work at the Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation as a clinical dietitian. Soon, she met her husband. Then, suddenly, her dad died, and Z started working with clay as a hobby. Her dad was a businessman. He made pipes for plumbing, and she decided to open her own business, calling it Made with Love. At the time, she only sold clay jewelry. When her grandmother died, Z went to Malaysia for the service.
They waited for me, and I made it to the funeral. And I was like, life is so short, why not do something fun? And do something that make me feel satisfied and provide to the community, you know?
Z wasn't happy working 9 to 5, typing at a desk as a dietitian. The job didn't give her enough time to visit family in Malaysia, and her grandmother's death had sent her into a depression.
I was mentally exhausted, and I told my husband, I said, no more. Life is so short. I'm gonna quit. I'm gonna do what I love.
What she loved was clay, so she resigned and started doing her jewelry business full-time. The clay was therapy, and she wanted to use it to honor her grandmother.
Flower is a way for me to relieve my love to my grandma. And also, I want to make flower that lasts forever. So I Google clay flowers because I've been seeing people making clay flowers in Asia.
So Z went to Japan to learn. When she got back, she put her work on Etsy, the craft-selling website, and her business took off.
I got a lot of order all across the nationwide and shipping to London, Singapore, all over United States.
The clay is light, flexible, and feels like foam. Z hand presses in her palm every petal and leaf.
So I've been making a lot of bridal bouquet.
That looks so real.
I know. And, you know, just like marriage, you want it to last forever. So why not make flower last forever? So that's the slogan of my clay business. Forever bloom. So, you know, it never die.
This Easter, the clay flowers led to real flowers. Z had ordered hydrangeas to imitate with clay, but about 20 extra bouquets arrived.
So I post online and sold out right away. I sold out within a half day. I was like, wow, there's a market.
Since then, business hasn't stopped. There was prom, graduation, people retiring, and now the big one, Mother's Day. Dozens of orders have come in. Her grandmother would be proud.
When I'm doing this for this community, I feel like my heart is satisfied because I'm doing for other people while my mom is not here, you know. It means a lot.
Z has found the strength to resume her medical profession as well. She is attending nursing school full-time and working again as a dietitian, but only part-time. Z got funding for her business from the Best in the West Small Business Competition. She encourages other entrepreneurs to apply, and she has some advice.
Try new things. I feel like Bethel has a lot of room to grow for business. You just need to do it.
At Made with Love in Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur. Happy Mother's Day.